Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Angel of Words podcast, where your stories are heard. And in this video, you're going to learn how to make a valid music video. You're also going to learn how to find your sound as an artist and also how to choose samples for your music. Now, don't forget our sponsors are OTW Threads and AttitudeOn10.com. Click on those affiliate links below to get what you need to get to start your own podcast and check out the training videos that are available at AOWENT.com that teach you how to make a professional podcast in just 12 weeks. Plus, we also have exclusive content on the AOW website as well as the exclusive blog. Now, on deck on the Angel of Words podcast, we have music artists Ready in the building. Ready.
What's going on,
my brother? How you doing, man?
Welcome.
Welcome, man.
Thank you to all the viewers out here. You know, we have one of the best right here, one of the best podcasts. You could tell just by the professionality, you know, the introductions, the way it's set up. You know, you got to give props.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you, man. I'm flattered. You know, I really try to work hard for you. I mean, you know, you artists, you know, you mean the world to me. I love music. You know what I mean? I love, you know, I remember when I was, you know, younger and I wanted to make music and, you know, I wish there were platforms like this. So whatever I can do to get, you know, to really showcase your guys' talent and also your knowledge of music.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? I appreciate it. And Reddy will be performing today, Lemon Pepper Freestyle,
yes,
on deck, y'all. You know what I mean? You know how it is. We still doing the live performances and they live too. Ain't no BS here. Like, what you get is that real. These guys are performing and these ladies and everyone is performing here for real, for real. So, Reddy, thank you so much for deciding to perform your freestyle. It's lit.
Of course, of course. You know, I want to show the people what we working with, what we got, you know, the talent, the work ethic, and the performance. That's what we're here for. We're here for you guys. So you already know, appreciate it and enjoy it.
That's what it is, man. Now let's start, man. You know, you have valid music videos. So, you know, I went onto your link tree. Your videos are valid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They look like that you had a lot of fun. Could you please talk to the audience about, you know, how you went about making those beautiful videos,
man? Yeah, so, you know, it's funny. It's funny because both concepts were supposed to be different. And it just worked out the way it worked out with what we had available. Like, Batty was actually planned to be, you know, in the water, on jet skis. My boy had the boats. My other boy had the jet skis. So we're going to set something up. But it rained that day. So last minute, we had to switch it up real quick. And then it started getting cold. So we just turned it into what it was. And, you know, we had the Jeep. We just set everything together, whatever we could. We had the people. I called some of my friends. Everybody pulled up. We had the team. Shout out to Miguel Ortiz. You already know he was a big part of it, as well as my boy Jay, who, if you see the credits, they're both on the credits for directing the video. We had two different directors, and everybody just made it work. You know, it was really the team. They had great, you know, great quality videos, the cameras, you know, spectacular, the angles. We also had just the sceneries. We went through the neighborhood and we got it done. And, you know, we just worked with what we had and we had fun doing it. Feel me? We had a few bottles. You know, people were smoking, drinking, vibing, dancing. So, you know, it was just catching the vibe pretty much.
Man, that sounds crazy. You had to switch up last minute. So,
yeah, you got to pivot.
Did you create like a treatment or some form of like, you know, plan, you know, on paper that you were going to go out there to the jet, you know, and shoot on jet? Where were you going to shoot on jet skis at? On the Long Island Sound?
We were going to go in the Hudson River and just, you know, ride down. To be honest, I did not have a treatment. I had no experience. That's my first video ever. Okay. That was my first song ever, too. So we just went into it, did it, and you know, made it what it was. But to be honest, there was no treatment. Now we're planning treatment. So now we're starting to have, you know, the different scripts and we're planning the scenes with my manager. So we have something in mind for another song. It's unreleased. But at that point, I did not know what I was doing. So we just went there, did it, and made it happen.
Wow. And okay, so these gentlemen that, you know, were filming, they, you know, they what kind of cameras were they working with? Do you remember? Like,
I'm not sure, but it was definitely top of the line.
Okay.
That's all I know, because they work with Complex, and one of them, you know, he worked with HBO. So it was top of the line shit. I don't know what it was.
Because, you know, I noticed that, you know, you guys were recording driving in the streets. So, yeah. Like, were they on another car?
They
like,
were in another car.
Yeah, like, could you explain that to the people?
Stopping traffic. Yeah. What? Shit, people were looking, taking videos. It was like some superstar shit right there. But, you know, I mean, we're just doing whatever it took to get it done. And that's my main motto. And, you know, whatever it takes to get it done, that's what we're going to do. Like, and whatever it is.
How did you make these connections with these guys?
I started a business with one of my best friends. Shout out to Andy, my brother. We used to sell Nutcrackers, Nemo's, and it's called Lucky Slushy. So I started
Lucky
selling
slushies.
That. Yeah,
I love
you drink
it.
The slushy, you might get lucky. You feel me? The best ever. So we started with that. So I was just in the streets, you know, hustling, selling drinks everywhere, all around. And then I met Miguel, and he told me, he was like, hey, yo, I heard of you. You know, one of my homegirls. You know, she buys the drinks from you. She loves it. And we were just talking, chopping it up. And I was like, yeah, you know, I just started making music. That was like right after I recorded Baddie, like a week or two after something. I just finished doing it. And then I showed it to him. And he's like, man, it sounds dope. You know, let's shoot a video. So I'm like, bet. And then, you know, a few weeks went by. I hit him back up. Like, yo, I'm ready. You know, let's set something up. We started planning it. You know, set up a budget. And then from there, you know, we linked up. And we just try to make the dates happen. We rescheduled once, you know, one of the dates, there was this conflict of schedules with multiple people. So we rescheduled it and then, you know, pretty much made it what it was. But that's how it started. So, you know, it was outside of music, you know, just out and about. And I met him, made that connection. You know, I talk to people. If I come across someone, you know, I like to know what people are doing, what they're into. You know, if there's something that a value I have to offer them or vice versa. You know, how can we work together, make something happen? You know, I love creating, so I just try to find out with everyone. And then Jay, he was my neighbor, and so I used to just see him. You know, I used to see him, like, videotaping. I used to be like, oh, like, you know, he used to be recording. I used to be like, yo, like, you know, what you do? And then he told me, he's like, yeah, you know, I make videos, videographer. He worked with a lot of different big names. I'm pretty sure he's worked with Netflix before, too. So I was like, man, it sounds awesome. I want to do something. And then, you know, I like to have people to work together, so I wanted both of them to work together, and, you know, we made it happen.
That's what's up. Having the right conversations, providing value, yep. Providing substance, you know?
Exactly.
That's very important, man. I tell people, exactly. You know, especially the artists, you know what I mean? Like, you know, yeah, you want to get your music out there, but you could also be serviceable in other ways to network, and you have to have the right conversations,
of
you know?
Course.
You can't just be having wild conversations and being angry all the time.
That's
you gotta,
a fact.
You know,
that's a fact. It's a business.
You gotta, yeah, you know what I mean?
It's a business. Beef is only good in the burger business. You feel me? I like making the most of any situation and, like, you know, any contacts. And, you know, I mean, life is short, and it's about making connections and making things happen. Like, I'm the type of person where I don't like to have meaningless conversations. Like, if someone's talking to me on some, you know, something that's meaningless to me, I'm going to cut it real short, like, you know, respectfully. Like, you know, I like to, you know, I like to put my time towards things that have some sort of value. And, you know, even giving to people, like, you know, I love to support people and I love to, like work with people. But at the same time, you know, if it's something that's, like, draining or something, I'll cut it out right away. Like, you know, so it's just that, having positivity, you know, good vibes, good energy, and, you know, trying to make something happen. That's really what it's about.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. Well, everyone, just want to let you know the podcast today is sponsored by OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world. Go get that gear. The gear is also available in studio. So if you come in, you already know. We got some of the threads available. And attitudeon10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. And you got to check out those free trainings, man. They'll help you learn about crystals, how to use crystals. Free training out there. So you already know. If you're into that wave and keeping up positive vibe and you want to do it via crystals, you got the free training out there from attitudeonted.com. Now, as we move forward, you have a particular sound ready. You know, you have a nice, you know, party sound. You did a lot of interesting things with your singles. How did you arrive at the sound that you have?
Yeah, to be honest, it's just capturing the vibe, you know, just going in the studio or while making the songs. It's just really, you know, the vibes enjoying. So Baddie, which is the first song I recorded in the studio, I just went in with my boy Servon, you know, Navy, shout out to him, you know, one of my close brothers too. We just went in the studio one day. We, you know, we had some weed, we had some drinks and whatever. We found the beat. He actually found the beat, and then, you know, we worked everything out. I just went into the booth, did the hook real quick. Like, you know, I didn't even write it. I just went in and, like, you know, did it in my head real quick and then just went inside. And, like, the last part of the hook, like, it was just, like, completely, like, just, like, on the spot. Yeah, like, and then, whatever, we did that. He went in. He did another part. And then we chopped it up. And then the verse that I have, I actually wrote that. So while he was doing his part, I sat down and wrote that and then went in and did it. And it was just capturing the vibe. Like, you know, they showed you a baddie, told her to hit me and send me the addy. And, you know, got that in, recorded it, and, you know, just did it.
That's what's up, man. And, you know, and your song, you know, and all your songs have that kind of cool vibe to them, man.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, you know.
Is that something you do on purpose? You know what I mean? Because that seems like that's your sound.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest, like, I want good vibes. Like, I want, you know, positivity. Like, you feel me? I like to have fun. So that's what I want. That's what I want to make. You know, I also make music. I have some drill music and, you know, some like some hip hop, real raw hip hop stuff just to show my talent. And, you know, because that's what I grew up on and that's what I really listen to mostly. But like my goal is to, you know, go into that party lane, to that, you know, let's have fun. Let's have a good time. You know, let's enjoy life and have good experiences. And that's what I want to do. You know, that's what I got my mind on. So, you know, that's like.
All right, so you know, that's your headspace when you're getting
exactly.
in the studio, basically.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right,
have some fun.
That's fantastic. Now you have some dope samples. You know, you chose the Uchi Wally sample. Hope you got that clear,
yeah.
Or you know, it is.
It's
it
not
is.
Clear, but shout out to my manager and to Link, the MC, the producer and engineer.
Yeah.
You know, for making it. You know, they did an amazing job. Yeah, I mean,
how do you go about choosing samples?
So, you know, something sounds nice, you know, I'll pick it out. But to be honest, like, that was, like, my manager, Tiffany. She was like, yo, we got to do something with this Uchi Wally thing. And then she hit up Link. They know each other. So she really cooked it up, set it up. And she's like, yo, we got this beat. And then we got in it. And then we did it. And 232, an amazing artist, extremely talented. He does R&B. He got in it. He got on it. And he did a hook for me, and then, you know, we got in and we made that shit happen. And to be honest, it was really the team. Like, you know, everybody contributed to it. Everybody made that happen, you know, like, so. And then they gave it to me, and then I just did what I did with it.
Now, where do you go and record your music?
So that was actually done at Link's home studio. So that's in Queens. I forget what part of Queens it is, but that's in Queens. And I've gone to all different types of studios. I went to True Studios in the Bronx to record Baddie. I recorded the Lemon Pepper Freestyle, the version that I got right here in Quad. I did a couple songs and a couple sessions in Quad. Like, I have more songs that I just have, and I'm planning out the release and a whole campaign, you know, just really, really planning it out right now. So I just go, you know, whatever's convenient at that moment or whatever makes sense, either with who I'm working with or, you know, if I want to try something new, but some place has good ratings, good reviews, I'll go there. So right now I'm still finding that particular team. Like I'm still looking for, I have people that I work with, but I'm still looking for, you know, like a team, an engineer who knows my voice and you know, who could work together, build that chemistry, and who I could, like, you know, tell them how I want to sound too. Cause, you know, like, it's very important to have that connection and that chemistry with your engineer and with your whole team. So we're still putting that together, but, you know, I'm just taking everything step by step. I'm not in any rush. You know, I'm taking it as it comes, as it goes, still trying to, you know, push myself to be more consistent, because I know that's very important. So I'm planning that out right now and, you know, just putting whatever I could at the moment. But, you know, just taking everything step by step and trying to just make more content. That's why I'm here with you, you know, like meeting up with people, trying to network and just keep creating, just keep building more.
Now, you know, what was interesting about the song Baddie to me, and everybody check it out on your Spotify, you know what I mean? You know,
all platforms.
I mess with the Spotify.
At Ready Official,
sorry.
All platforms.
Unapologetically right now on the Spotify wave. You
respectfully.
Know you know? But, you know, what was interesting about that is you got a little creative. You know, you and your people got a little creative with the reverb and the audio tune, how it sets back, you know, like it becomes prominent, then becomes, you know, really like in the background. It was an extremely interesting recording process,
yes.
You know. It was
yes.
new. I don't know if it worked or if it didn't work. I'm going to be honest with
yes,
you, but it was
yes,
different,
yes,
which
yes.
is something I enjoyed. It was that, you know, what was your thought about that? You
yeah.
know what I mean? Because I'm sure that was something that you was involved in that process, correct?
Of course, yeah. So first we went in and laid down the track. And then we sat down with Joso BX at True Studios. He was the engineer working on that song. And we just kept hearing it, you know, just we wanted to make it in a way that it's you know, it's like good vibes, like in your face, but also where it phases out and has a smooth sound. So that's what we were aiming for. We wanted to keep it lively, you know, energetic, but also make it smooth. So that's where that came from, you know, a few parts just to make it interesting so it doesn't sound so monotone. You know, we want to make sure the song, you know, keeps people engaged so it's fun. So that's how we came up with that, you know, just trying to think about the experience of the listener, of you guys, and you know, tune into that.
I appreciated that, man, because it did keep me engaged. I'm like, yo, what's happening here? Like, you know what I mean? I've never heard of the song take that kind of route. So I was, you know, it was very interesting. I think you guys should check it out. Definitely go check out Batty. It's on all podcast platforms spinning right everywhere. Now. You already know. Now, I noticed that you don't have an album in your discography on not the yet. Spotify situation. Yes. Let's discuss that. Why?
All right. So it's in the work. I'm planning it out. Right now, just releasing singles. I want to build a fan base before doing an album, just strategically. When I get to that point, when I do have an album, I want to make sure that the sales, you know, reach a certain number, or at least I have a certain fan base. So I already have my next two projects planned. One's going to be more hip hop sort of drill, and the other one's going to be more party vibes, you know, good vibes. We have multiple songs for each already. It's already in the works. I already have the campaign name for what it's going to be. But
could you tell us?
Yes, it's Are You Ready? So, you know, are you ready?
Nice, I love it.
Are you ready? You know, I'm ready, but are you ready? Yeah, so that's the whole campaign right there. I want to really target New York City. That's my goal. So right now, I'm just, you know, still learning the process as an artist and what everything, you know, everything that's involved. So I created a list, you know, a system that I'm going to start implementing moving forward in terms of all the contracts that are needed. So, you know, with the beats, you know, I want to make sure I have the track out stems, you know, anything with the videos, you know, with the talent release forms, pretty much everything. I want to make sure that we have everything in place, because for real, like, since I started, I didn't know what I was doing at all. I just got into it, did it, and then I'm, like, learning things as I go along. I just got a couple books right now. I just bought two books on how to run a music business. So, you know, just learning how to do that, get the system in place, and just, you know, looking to be able to build a fan base. I want to be able to monetize and then invest all that money that I monetized right back into the marketing. And I just want to target New York City and take it from there. Because, you know, New York City, no disrespect to the whole world. I love everywhere. But, you know, this is my city and we the best. And, you know, this is where I want to really make everything jump off. So that's the plan. That's the goal. And just taking everything step by step, you know, one song at a time, one interview at a time, you know, one performance at a time, you know, with the long-term vision in mind.
I respect that because, you know, New Yorkers are known to be relatively very cruel when it comes to musicians.
Hey, I love
and
it. Trust me. Everything motivates
me. We are
me.
Not kind.
I know.
Myself included.
You know? I know. Trust me. Everything motivates me. To be honest, I love my city and I wouldn't have it any other way, because, you know, you need to keep that realness and you need to keep that rawness and you need to have that thick skin to make it, not only in music, not only in business, but in life. Because life gets tough, so you got to be tougher. So, you know, it is what it is, and I accept it, and I love it.
Where'd you grow up, Reddy?
So I grew up in Harlem, nice. Washington Heights. I grew up on 156 in Broadway till I was, like, 12. Then I moved to Harlem to 111th Street. And, yeah, so I went to school in Philly. So I was out in Philly, you know, for 5 years. I went to St. Joseph's and then came back. And then I've been over here for the past few years. And then
you went to St. Joseph's?
Yep, I went to St.
Joseph's.
That's
what's up. For college?
Yep, on a full tuition scholarship.
That's what's up, man. Did you go to any of the St. Joe's Temple games and out there? Yeah, that shit was looking crazy out there in Philly.
Ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
I love Philly. Shout out to Philly. I still got a lot of friends there. Yeah. Still got a lot of connections there. You know, we got things going on there, too. So, you know, shout out to Philly, the city of brotherly love. You know, gets crazy over there too. You know, you definitely gotta, you know, make sure you move correctly, just like anywhere you go. But shout out to Philly. There's a lot of creativity. You know, it's really an amazing city. You know, very close to us. Sometimes I look at it almost as a mini New York, but it definitely has its own style, and it's almost like a mix of, like, you know, like the North and like the South, because you get like a, you know, it's like a little bit of both. So it's an amazing city.
It really is. And, you know, they got a lot of love this year so far. You know what I mean? I know we haven't launched yet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, no, Philly's gotten a lot of love so far this year. You know, I have a lot of love for it. My grandparents lived in Philly for a long time. So.
I heard, I saw your interview with Aphrodite.
Oh, yeah, facts. Yeah,
she went to Temple, right?
Yeah, she went to Temple, facts.
Shout out to her. I respect her. I respect her hustle, her grind. You feel me? Like,
yeah, no, she goes hard, man. Shout out to her. Definitely a friend of the Angel of Words movement, man. Definitely shout out to Aphrodite. Bro, so that must have been nuts. Now, could you describe, like, because, you know, you're Ecuador. You said, yep. Right?
Yeah.
So you grew up, you know what I mean? You know, not for nothing. You know, it's Harlem is very predominantly Black, Puerto Rican, and Dominican. You know, what was that like? What were those influences like on your music right now? On music in general?
Yeah, so I mean, it was a big influence, you know, like Harlem, it has its own swag, it has its own vibe, and you know, just growing up in that environment. You know, your environment molds you and shapes you, especially at a young age. So there was a lot of different things, you know, like coming up. Because at first, when we first moved there, when I was a kid, it was like, you know, like pretty much like all African-American, like my block, like when I first got there. So when we first got there, like, you know, we had to get into, you know, like a few scuffles. But after that, we got cool, you know, with everybody. And then, you know, that's it. Like, you feel me? It was just like all love, all respect. And you feel me? Like. And there was a few situations with me just like being light skinned, like on that block, and you know, I'll be there like chilling or whatever, like, you know, or just, you know, saying what's up to people, like, you know, the cops stopped me like multiple, like I must have got like shit like ran up on by the cops like 3 times, and I was like 13, 14, 15, like, feel me, like throwing handcuffs against the wall, like, you know, like shit, like, you know, shit, like, you know, beat up by cops and shit. One time, like, that shit happened right in front of my house. Like, right in front of my building, I was on my bike. I was leaving my girl. Like, she lived, like, in some, you know, like, a few blocks down. So I went to drop her off, like, on the bike, you feel me? I was, like you know, a kid. Like, and then I came home, and apparently, like, someone had shot something up on a bike. So, and, like, right when I got to, like, my building door, like, the cops came, hopped out on me, like, threw me off the bike. Like, my mom came out, like, screaming and shit. Like, so you feel me? I mean, you know, a little bit of everything, but it definitely, you know, like, shaped me, you know, growing up, like, you know, as a person. But it's very different now, like, from, like, back then, you know, it's very different. It's very different. Like, when I was, like, that age, like, it was, like, you know, a little crazy. You feel me? It was a little crazy.
You ain't lying, brother. I'm from there, too. You already know. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, and I wasn't hiding at home, either. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's a fact, you know.
That's crazy, B. Wow. Well, you know what I mean? Shout out to Harlem, man.
Definitely.
Great place to learn
Shout
lessons.
Shout out to all my brothers, all my family, you feel me? All my cousins, all my people. You know, like, and when I say brothers, I don't mean only my blood brothers, which I have multiple, like, you know, six of us, like six siblings in general. But, you know, everybody who I grew up with, because I got friends and, you feel me, they family. So shout out to all my brothers. Y'all already know who you are. Like,
are you the type of firm person that falls in love with your friends? Like, you really go hard for your people?
Shit, hell yeah.
Okay.
Of course. Like, to be honest, look, I take everything day by day, every single relationship. Like, I take it day by day. You feel me? Like, I just take everything day by day, like, moment by moment. But, you know, of course, like, I'm going to be there for my people. Like, I'll show love, you feel me? Like, in whatever way I can. Like, you know, if I could do something, I could. If I can't, I can't. You know, like, at the end of the day, like, you know, I always got to make sure that me and my family are good. Like, you know, like, if something happens, I got to take care of my family first. Like, you feel me? At the end of the day. But I'll always, you know, support my friends in any way that I can. And, you know, like, you know, everybody knows that. Like, you know, if you're really my friend, and you already know what it is, you know what it is. Like, you feel me? Like, but that's how you gotta be. We gotta support each other, cause especially now in America, there's way too much, you know, like, dividedness within us, and we need to build that unity, that community. And something could be, you know, very simple, like just giving somebody, you know, a word of advice, you know, somebody like, you know, like some food if they're hungry, or a place to stay, like if they get kicked out, or, you know, whatever support you could, you know, and it makes a big difference. Like, we need that. Like, we need that. That's important. And, you know, right here on the wall, Angel got a lot of great, you know, great leaders. And you know, that's really what pretty much all of them, you know, were about. It's unity. And that's very important. You know, like, don't let whatever's going on, like, in the media, like, in the world, distract you, you know, from what's really important. It's like community, you know, your family, unity, and, like, take care of your household. Like, take care of your parents, take care of your siblings, you know, your children, no matter what, you know, that's, like, number one. Like, you gotta, like, you know, take care of you. and, you know, your people. And we really all the same. Like, even though we all different people, whatever, like, we really all the same. Like, we all one in reality.
Yeah, that's a powerful message, bro. I agree with you 1,000%. Definitely agree with you 1,000%. Now, you know, staying on that topic, you know, sometimes it makes me cringe, you know, when I see people getting upset on socials that are trying to do things at their supporters or at their followers or people that they thought would support them in their endeavor get upset at them and say, yo, if you don't support me, like, blah, 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 ah, ah, and I'm like, oh, I don't know. Don't do that. It's all right. Sometimes people just don't like your content. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's the truth.
You feel me? And it's just like, yo, just, you know, and at the end of the day, it's like, yo, it's, and that's all right. Like, you don't even need to take, you don't need to keep receipts on that. I mean, if you want to do that, you can. Like, you know how many people unfollowed me or like, don't like at all what I'm doing or feel like, oh, who the hell this guy thinks he is? Fucking, you know, he's a nobody. You know what I mean? I know him from back in the days. Whatever's going through their mind, you feel me? But you can't, like, you know, let that get to you to the point where you get frustrated at the people, you know, because at the end of the day, it's, I feel it's up to them.
Definitely.
To want to support you or want to click on that like button or want to share something or want to comment. And if they don't, it's all right. Then, you know,
that's a big
at the end of the day, people say support is free, but it's really not. We live in an attention economy.
I couldn't have said it better myself. It really is. Like, you know, and I agree with that. You know, there's a lot of people who do get upset with that. And of course, like, you know, if you feel like, damn, I thought you was my boy, you know, you don't support me. Like, you know, like, you know, with those situations, you know, I mean, it's just, it is what it is. Everybody got you know, what they got going on. And look, you know, that just shows you. Like, you feel me? Like, whatever happens, that just shows you. But, you know, like don't let that, you know, get that negativity start brewing in your mind. Like, your energy is much better being put into just keep creating. Like, if you feel some type of way, let it motivate you and keep going. Like, you know, like, don't let that, you know, start to, like, you know, make you waste your time. Like, you know, just, like, thinking about all of that. Like, it's not going to help at all. Like, it's not going to help. And then you coming off to people gives people a bad taste. Like, you know, at the end of the day, I support people just, like, even if you look at this for 1 second and then you like, oh, I don't like this shit at all. Yo, thank you for your time. Thank you for showing me some attention. Like, you know, it is what it is. Trust me, because either way, I'm going to do what I got to do and I'm going to be good either way. Like, you feel me? Like, that's for sure.
I hear that.
God first and everything. Like, God willing, you know, whatever it is, like, after that, I'll take care of whatever needs to take care, getting taken care of.
Nah, I respect it. Everyone, just to let you know, the podcast is sponsored by OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world, and attitudeon10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. Now, I noticed, Reddy, that you are kind of into, like, the business aspect. You are aware that that is an... how do you say, I'm not going to say collateral damage, but it is in a, you know, it's a part of what we're doing here. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Especially as an artist, you got to be aware of the marketing. You got to be aware of the business. It could be tedious, but it seems like you're not too upset about it. You kind of welcome the challenge. Why is that?
To be honest, it's just, I think it's my upbringing. Like, I grew up around entrepreneurs. Like, you know, I'm Ecuadorian. My grandmother, she used to have all types of, like, hustles. You know, like she used to, like, sell, like, you know, like, drinks or whatever. Like, you know, like, she used to run, like, a soccer league at the park. I started working when
that's
I was
dope.
5. Yeah. So I've been working, like, my whole life. Like, you know, like, that's what I do. I have, like all types of family members who are different businesses. Like, my uncle got a body shop. You know, my other family members, they got, like, event production companies. So I grew up around that. And to be honest, just seeing the way that artists are, you know, sometimes taken advantage of, because they don't have, you know, the business acumen to make sure that everything is right, you know, in terms of the paperwork. You know, I just learned from other people's experiences. So now my goal is to make sure that all of that is good. And then, you know, like, keep like learning, keep proceeding, but making sure, like, all the paperwork is good. So, like, my recent songs, everything, you know, I have contracts, you know, for royalties. The beats I got, you know, I send it on DocuSign to the producers, to the engineers, and, you know, just taking everything step by step. And to be honest...
Oh, worse, are you sending split sheets through DocuSign?
Yeah, of course.
All right, continue talking, man. Now you're talking my language. Let's go.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm still learning. Like I said, I just got the book. So, you know, once I finish those books, then I'm going to be, you know...
Beast.
On a different level. Yeah. But right now, you know, just taking everything step by step. And to be honest, like, I'm really having fun with it. Like, you know, just I want to make sure everything's fair. You know, I've given, like, you know, producers have sold me beats and they haven't even thought of the exclusive rights or anything. And I've given them, you know, like a few points. Like, hey, I'm going to buy it and I'll give you points, like, without even asking me. And it's just because, like, you know, I mean, I appreciate it and I respect the artistry. I just want to make sure everything's good because that's where I come from. That's my background and that's where I'm headed. So I'm looking at everything from that perspective. You know, for 10 years down the line, I want to make sure everything is in place. Like, so for me, that's very important. Like, you know,
and for, I respect that, man. Word. All right, bad. So, yes. You know, you're really on top of that situation, man. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I've had people, you know, on the, you know, I've had, you know, I've interviewed producers. They're like, yo, B, like, these artists out here be really trying to do you dirty. And
that's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact.
And my thing is, you know, just a simple split sheet, whatever happens with the song down the road, this was going to happen. Boom, boom, boom. Like, I don't understand why this seems to be such an incredible ordeal within the business, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's just everybody has different mindsets, and you know, it's really like what you educate yourself on, and like, you know, what you experience, and you know, that affects your perspective. So people have different perspectives, like, and one thing I've realized, you know, just seeing all these different artists, you know, talk about their situations, and you know, just say what's going on with them, you know, I've seen it, all right, like, this is very important. Like, you know, even like I've seen Meek Mill recently, you know, talk about it, and like all types of different artists talking about, like, you know, their situations, you know, with whatever contracts. And you know, hey, I just want to make sure that I don't end up in that situation. So, you know, like, I wish the best for everybody. I hope that, you know, their situations go good. But, you know, sometimes you got to learn, you know, you got to learn from, like, either your own mistakes or from, you know, other people's mistakes. And, you know, you got to take it. And at the end of the day, to be honest, like, for me, like, this, like, business for me is a sport. So, like, you know, whatever happens, you know, happens. Like, I'm not even, like, worried about, like, you know, like, shit, if something does happen and whatever, it'll come out right. Like, you know, we did that Uchi Wally sample. We didn't get it cleared. At that point, I didn't know about anything, like, how that worked. I learned after, but I'm like, shit, we already put it out. If something happens, you know, whatever, like, that shit blows up and then something happens, like, I really don't even care that much because I know either way I'm going to be good. So, like. You know, it's just like, you know, it's my approach.
I respect it. You know, you'll speak to who owns that? Is that R. Kelly make that?
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like Nas, but the original sample came from some another place. I forget where.
Okay.
My engineer knows because he's the one who got it. But
yeah, I slacked. I should know this.
Yeah. Shit, me too. I need to get that shit figured out too. Like, but
definitely. Well, you know, it is a Nas song, so you're definitely gonna have to, you know, but you know, Nas is a nice guy. You never know. He might try to who knows?
Pull up on him, just talk, chop it up. Yo, listen,
that's
let's split
it,
this.
Man, you know?
You know,
because that, I mean, the why I love sampling is because it makes songs that either I feel were underrated or songs that I really enjoyed go into the new generation.
Yep.
You know, that's why I feel sampling is such an important part of hip hop, and it's such a great art form. But you know, it does get messy with the situation behind the scenes, and
definitely.
You know, I just wish it could happen more. But I understand why it doesn't. So
yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, definitely. Like moving forward, that's something that I have in mind. Like before sampling anything, like from now on, it's like, all right, we'll just make it from scratch. Like if anything, but to be honest, like all art comes from somewhere else. Like none of this is like. Technically, like in reality, like original, like everybody got something from somewhere. Like everyone got something from somewhere, but you know, it's just having the right paperwork and you know, having the right situation or you know, the right structure or agreements in place that make it, you know, possible. Unless, you know.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that you're cognizant of these situations and that you pay attention. You know what I mean? Because you're a relatively new artist. Came out in 2010, I guess, right? It was your debut song that came out?
Yeah, 2020, yeah.
Well, 2020, I said 2010, 2020. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm glad that you're already, you know, you're on the right track, man. That's what's up. Now, ready? We've reached the point in the podcast, my brother, where it's time to play Five Words with Angel.
Let's get it.
Now, on Five Words with Angel, I'm going to give you a word, phrase, or a question. You're going to give me the first word that comes to your head.
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. The first word is Freddy Krueger.
Say ready.
You have a song named Freddy, too. That's why I came up with that word with the first word, Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
So the first thing you think is ready.
Yeah.
All right, the next. All right, so... I peeped this in your video. Jeeps. What do you think about when you think about Jeeps?
Jeepeta. That's the one from Manuel. Shout out Manuel. Yeah, we had a fun time that summer in Miami.
That's what's up. That's what's up. The third word is, you know, the World Cup. I see the you like a little side.
Shit. I just want to say the world. I don't know. That's it's the world. Like, you feel me? It's the world stage.
I hear that, man. I hear that. Now, the next word on Five Words with Angel is baddie. What do you think about when you think about baddie?
Shit. Beautiful women. Beautiful women. You know, shout out to all the baddies. Shout out to the women. You know, you all baddies in your own way. You know, just appreciate it. You know, keep your head up. And, you know, just know that you're beautiful to all the women.
What's up? That's what's up. Now, the fifth and final word on Five Words with Angel. What do you think about when you think about ready?
Ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready.
That's what's up. All right, everybody. That was Five Words with Angel. We're ready.
You already know.
Sponsored by OTW Threads and AttitudeOn10.com. Now, ready, before we end the podcast, because you give a message to the people out there that are in the game, man. You know what I mean? That are trying to do this thing just like you, man. Some words of inspiration.
I just want to say, stay focused. You know, there's a lot of things that happen in life. You know, you don't got to rush the process. Everything's on your own timing. You know, just do what you got to do. Do what feels right. And stay focused, you know, love your craft, you know, learn it, enjoy it, you know, just know it's all about the journey and, you know, just keep your mind on where you want to go. That's all that matters, no matter what's happening. Trust me, like, nothing comes easy. Nothing comes easy that's worth it. Like, so if you want it, just keep your mind on it and just keep going. Like, you know, just appreciate everything.
That's what's up, man. Ready, where can they find your music, man, before we cut out?
Ready Official, all platforms, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Instagram. Go to TikTok, make some videos, make some reels with it. At Ready Official, everywhere.
Ready Official, no underscores, no nothing.
Nope. RETTIOFFICIAL. Ready Official.
There you have it, folks. That was Ready Official here in the building. Stay tuned for the end of the pod. Till the end of the podcast, he will be performing his freestyle, Lemon Pepper, on deck next on the Angel of Words podcast. Folks, don't forget the training videos are out. Go get those at AOWENT.com. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube and on Spotify and all the podcast platforms. Exclusive blogs and the affiliate links are, you know, right below. So click the links in the description and get on your way to starting your own podcast. And I also have a free training. And our sponsors today were OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world, and AttitudeOn10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Te quiero, Puerto Rico. Santi Isabel.
Ya tú sabes.
Live from the Angel of Words Studios, performing his freestyle, Lemon Pepper, the one and only Ready.
Yeah. Ready. Angel Words Podcast. We in the building. Let me pep me in our bag. Get into that bag. Are you ready? Yeah. Texting the phantom, I see the ghost of better days. This shit ain't random, I made the most of every maze. I learned a hedge and cussing corners, the green got longer. This burning bush, that seed of kush, leave marijuana. I see the hours, it's nothing to me, I love to work. Like Austin Powers, these women love me, I love a twerk. Her ass is fat, but not her tummy, I make it hurt. I put in work, make her pop a perk. In my mind, I see the signs, rip between the lines. No time to whine, I see the vines, they for me to climb. Yeah, like lemon pepper, she love my taste. I bring the spice, the quickest stepper, I lead the race. And be my vice, move ahead in any weather. How my sweater gets here with ice. I'm getting better and better, you'll see it more than twice. I took a chance and rolled the dice. I'm not just a rapper, a lot of people I'm better than. Got no need for dappers, I see through yappers and cappers. I grew up with the trappers, learned about the lemon pepper wings. Got no need for crackers. Yeah, we getting chicken, now we seasoning. We getting checks and when you checking, that's the reasoning. There's a lot of laughter in the window when you peeking in, but still directing shooters, the actors, there ain't no speaking in. Yeah, and I hate it when the summer's hot, but baby, we from New York City, tell me when the summer's not. Melanie Queens, who dancing follies, getting melancholy. When they staying home alone, saying they don't got nobody. But listen, you got me, mama. Just put my song on repeat. I'm all you need, mama. Yeah, and sometimes I feel like I need you too. And if the love is real, comment on my YouTube. Yeah, it's ready.
Yo, don't forget, comment on that YouTube. That was ready. Follow him on all the DSPs. Harlem in the building. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel, y'all. The Angel of Words podcast. Te quiero, Puerto Rico. Santa Isabel.